dust. What is it? Where does it come from? It never goes away, it just gets more dust. Sun streaming in the window. Sit in your favorite chair. Look up from the book you're reading. Tiny flecks of light floating everywhere, that's dust. Try to escape. Go away to a sunny vacation spot. Come home and there, spread everywhere, moved in, gotten comfortable dust. And oh, beware if you have knickknacks. Every tiny surface, an invitation. Lover's arms reaching out, magnetic landing pads for dust. Try taking a cool damp cloth carefully. Wipe off the shelf, turn your back. It's back. Dust. What is it? Where does it come from? It never goes away, it just gets more dust. We can try vacuum cleaners, try plastic covers, face masks, snorkels, glass panel covers.
Perhaps dust is put here to measure time. Humans shed the entire outer layer of our skin every day or so. That translates to 7 million skin flakes per minute. Dust is made up of human and animal skin cells, hair, plant pollen, minerals, and textile fibers. Nearly 1,000 dust particles per square centimeter settle on domestic surfaces every hour. And then there's cosmic dust all over space. Dust between planets, stars, galaxies. Interplanetary, interstellar, intergalactic dust, and rings around planets like Saturn. Circumplanetary dust. Everything on Earth, fundamentally, has its origins in cosmic dust. Thus, household dust, and you and I, my dear, are intricate and intriguingly assemblement embodiments of cosmic dust.
And if I'm in every elephant, every spider thread in me, every atom, every molecule of the sun and sea, and if I'm contained in everything and everything in me, then every flake and fleck of dust is really all of me. Sleep under the moon and the stars, bathe in the pool of the river, dance barefoot on the mossy bank, and let the dust fall where it may.